Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope all is well with you and yours, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for God is just, he's been better than good. He is just so wonderful. He's kind, he's peace, he's love, he's omnipotent, he's all-seeing, and he's all-knowing. And I'm just so grateful to be here with you at the Safe House Church of Greensboro, North Carolina, one more time. I just can't express in enough words. I don't have the words to say. I think there was one songwriter that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, then I could not praise him enough. This morning, we're going to go into a wonderful and powerful praise service. This morning is led by Sister Harris. Amen. As we were just talking about, you know, the life that's growing inside of her. Amen. And she's about to give birth to this wonderful, wonderful baby girl. Amen. We just cannot wait to meet this new bundle of joy, what God is going to do. And so on this morning, I ask that you all get with her. Amen. Don't sit back on your, as we say, the do nothing stuff. But let's get into the praise and worship. You get out of it what you put in. The Bible says, if you sow bountifully, then you reap bountifully. But if you sow little, then you can expect to reap little. So without any further ado, we'll turn you right over to Sister Dominique. It's yours.
Good morning, it's such an awesome privilege to be back with you all to serve and to praise a true and living God. He is truly worthy to be praised. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. This is the day. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God some praise. If you know this is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you. Special way, and that's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your precious name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, because you paid the price way back on Calvary, and that's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. And Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. Get something on your mind. Oh, Lord, Lord, I love you more than want to say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Say that I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we love you. Lord, I call the name, call the name, call the name of Jesus now. 'Cause he will heal you, deliver and fight for you, but you gotta call the name of Jesus now. Call the name. Have you had to call his name this week? Call the name. Call the name of Jesus now. He will heal you, deliver and fight for you, but you gotta call the name of Jesus now. Call the name, call the name, call the name of Jesus now. 'Cause he will heal you. Anybody need God to heal them? Deliver and fight for you, but you gotta call the name. Don't wait till you get in trouble. You gotta call the name of Jesus right now. Call the name, call the name, call the name of Jesus now. I know he will heal you, deliver and fight for you, but you gotta call the name of Jesus now. I'ma call him till he gets here. I gotta call the name of Jesus now. Would you try to call his name? But you gotta call the name of Jesus now. 'Cause God is still on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. And there is nothing impossible for him. 'Cause God is still on the throne. And I trust him. because I know he has it. Everything, he has it under control. And I trust him. And I trust him. And I trust him. Because he has it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. He has it under control. And I trust him because he has it under control. Bring it to the altar and leave it there. You gotta trust him. Because he has it under control. And I trust him. Because he has it under control. Because God knows the plans he has for me. He knows the thoughts towards me, and nothing is an accident. You're alive because there's more. There is more. There is more. There is more. There is more. And your life is not an accident. You're alive because there's more. You're alive because there's more. I'm alive because there's more. He didn't let you die because there's more. I'm alive because there's more. And because I'm alive, the least that I can do is take time out and say thank you for all he's done for me. Thank you. is take time out and say thank you.
How many of you know he's done so well? He has done well. Hallelujah. Well, he's God. Not alone. Besides him, there other. The rising of the sun to the going down the night. So worthy. Praise. Why don't you lift your hands to him this morning? Say, Lord, I know you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Lord, I know that you're worthy. Lord, I know that you're worthy. Lord, I know that you're able to do above and beyond and exceedingly grand. For you've kept me, oh God. You looked out for me, Lord, even when I was not looking out for myself, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. We love you for that. We praise you. We give your name all the honor, all the praise, the glory, and the power for yours and yours alone. We dare not touch that glory, but in all that ways we acknowledge you, and you said that you would direct our path. How many of you know that he's a way maker on this morning? How many of you know that he is the truth and the life, that no other can you see the Father but going through him? Christ, that we pray on this morning. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. We want to say thank you. Thank you for yet another tremendous opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, that we do not take this lightly, Lord, but we come, Lord, in all humbleness before us, oh, God. Lord, we come, Lord Jesus, Lord, laying down, Lord Jesus, what we thought, what we wanted to do, Lord Jesus, but to pick up, Lord Jesus, that which you've called us to do. But, Lord, you've called us out, Lord. You've told us to be a calling generation, oh, God. That we're to go forth, Lord, and do your will and to do your way, Lord. Walk how you have us to walk and to talk, how you have us to talk. Lord, I ask that you forgive us for all our sins, those known and unknown to us, oh God. Situation and circumstances, Lord, that we may have found ourselves in, even by our own doing, oh God. But Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we praise your name, Lord. And we give your name all the honor and all the praise, Lord, for it belongs to you and you alone, for we dare not touch thy glory. But in all that ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you said that you would direct our path. Lord, we thank you for path direction on today. We thank you for watching over on today. Lord, we thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, oh God. Situations and circumstances, oh God. We don't know what was around us, oh God, that you kept us from, but we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord, you to have roofs over our heads, oh God, Lord Jesus, like food in our stomachs, Lord Jesus, places to lay down, oh God, that we feel safe, Lord. And for those who don't, oh God, Lord, I ask that you provide a way of escape. Lord, you, that you provide a way for them, oh God, Lord, that you open up a door for them, that you help them, oh God, to go forward, Lord, to be all that you have us to be and to do all that you have us to do, to move how you have us to move, to walk how you have us to walk, to talk how you have us to talk, and to say what you have us to say and to pray how you have us to pray, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we love you. Praise your name, Lord, and we give your name all the honor. And all the praise, the glory, and the power, Lord, for us. Not just our glory, but we give you praise, Lord. For we know this one thing, and we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Safe House Church. Hope all is well with you, wherever you may be on this morning. It's always interesting when we're in the virtual space that we can be here, near, there, and everywhere, but yet be all at the same place at the same time. Amen. We're just so grateful for Sister Harris, amen, continually sharing her gift with us and leading us into praise and worship on this morning, even though I know she's at the point, you know, she's a little bit labored, amen, because of pregnancy, amen. And we just praying God's speed over her and her delivery, amen. We know she's touch and go right now, amen. And we were just grateful, and we can't wait to meet the new bundle of joy, amen. For God has been good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I hope that all is well with you on this week as well. I know many of you, we have had our ups and downs, and we've gone through things, but nonetheless, God has kept us, and he's kept us alive. And for that, I am grateful. For that, I know you are grateful, because it could have been another way, but he didn't allow it. And how many of you just know that you're just grateful to be alive on this morning? Amen. There was someone who was alive on last week who is no longer here with us. Amen. But you and I, amen, that we are still alive because what there is more. Amen. I like that song that she was singing, said that, you know, you're alive. Why? Because there's more. There's no question that you are not an accident. I have to remind people sometimes, out of all the people who could have been here, you were the one who won that race. You were the one that were here. You know, it was so many that did make it. It was so many that tried, amen. But you were the one who made it, amen. So it's not by accident that you're here. We often hear people talking about, well, you know, if I can't get this, then I just replace them. No, you cannot replace anyone. Everybody is special. Everybody is unique. And I don't say that just to be saying something, but you are truly special. You are truly unique in that if you are not here, there's something that was in the earth that we no longer have. So it's important that you are here, the gifts and talents and things that you bring to this earth, that we will be void if you are not here, amen. And we're just grateful to each and every person. I'm grateful to all of those who tune in here weekly to the Safe House broadcast here from the beautiful city of Greensboro, North Carolina. On next week, we'll be face-to-face, amen. I can't wait. We'll be back in the building. Amen. Y'all know we do once a month here. And we'll be sharing that schedule with you all on next week. But next week, we will be back in the building. Amen. Back at the Safe House Church there as we celebrate there at the Simpkins Elementary School in Greensboro, North Carolina. 3115 East Lee Street. It's the elementary school there. You can't miss it. Amen. And we look forward to continuing worshiping there. We have our contract renewed for the next year, and therefore we will be there worshiping going forward for the next year. So we're just grateful that God has saw fit and opened up that door for us to continue to worship there. All right. So I want to welcome you to the Safe House Church. If this is your first time at the Safe House Church, I wanted to say welcome to the Safe House Church. My name is Dr. Peter Ely, and I have the wonderful and distinct pleasure of serving as pastor here over this part of the vineyard. We are a hybrid church, which simply means that we hybrid in this space, that we are online 3 times out of the month, and then 1 time out of the month, we come into the place and we have a face-to-face interaction, amen. This works for us. It does several different things, and amen, and we still about the mission of Christ. You know, we have members of our church who are a little bit everywhere. There's some in other states, amen. And then because we're bivocational, I travel right much for my job and do the things that I need to do to take care of my family, amen. The ministry is not at a point that I can be there and just live off or make my way off of those things that the church have. But, you know, there were many people in the Bible who were bivocational. Paul, you know, most people don't know he was a tent maker, and the others, you know, were fishermen. And so they had their jobs and I have mine. Amen. And then, so that helps us in that space. We do our Bible classes online. They're 100% virtual, and we do those on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And that is Eastern Standard Time. So here at the Safe House Church, we work on 3 principles we believe God has called us to go to. And we call it DEA, Discipleship, Empowerment, and Accountability. Discipleship, we're going to walk with you. We're going to talk with you. We're going to teach you the things of God. We're going to show you the things of God. We're going to give you that which saith the Lord. Then after we move to that piece, we move to empowerment. Empowerment is very important because empowering you to do the things that God has called you to do, to go to places he's called you to go, to say the things he's called you to say, because there are some things that he has put in you. There are some things that he's put in you that the earth needs, and because they're in you, we work with you to find out what those things are, identify them, and then send you forward. Amen. And then the last piece of that is accountability. With great power comes great accountability. We must be accountable to one another. Amen. I just can't do any and everything I want to do. Why do I want to do it? Say what I want to say. Just move and treat people any old kind of way. No, there is a accountability as we walk forward in that space. And we have to be accountable to God and one and another. Amen. So welcome all our members. We're so grateful to see you all here. Those all of, you know, wherever you may be on today. Some of you I see in the chat. Maybe some of you on Facebook. And some of you on YouTube. So we are a multi-platform church. So we're on several different platforms all at the same time, running live. And we're grateful to God for the technology to be able to do that. I don't think I have any birthdays or celebrations, amen, to share with anybody. You all, First Lady birthday is coming up next week. I just want to remind you all that, April 18th, First Lady birthday. So if you get an opportunity, you can give her a pre-shout-out to that. I almost forgot that one is coming, amen. But we'll be in church next week. But I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Her birthday is on the 18th, which is this coming Thursday. So we're grateful to God for First Lady, and I want to give honor to her and also her celebration that's coming up soon. Because every year of life is a celebration. I'm not going to be before you long, so I do have some traveling to do this week. I ask that you all pray for me. This week, I got 5 cities this week. I'm going to be in 5 different cities before the week is out. Amen. So I got right much traveling to do. In fact, when I get off of you this morning, I'm about to go hop on a plane right now. So I'm not going to be before you long, but it's going to be give you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. The Bible talks about that your gift will bring you before good men. And great men. And I was even on yesterday, got to talk to Brother Jason Wilson. If you know Jason Wilson, some of you follow his work. He's a man of God. Amen. But he talks about how we men dealing with men, men issues, and how we have our set of issues and things. And so, and I can tell you from a man who, I guess you would call me middle age, amen, we do have our set of issues and things that we deal with and things that we go through, amen. And and God has blessed Jason with some tremendous insight to be able to talk to men and to be able to work with men through that. So I just enjoyed that, had the opportunity to meet him on yesterday. You probably see on my Facebook page, there's a picture of him and I, amen, and just great insight. We might have to figure out how we're going to get him to North Carolina to come talk to us and share a word with us, amen. So we'll see what we can figure out. Never know. But nonetheless, God is good, and we're worthy to be praised. And so it's always opportunities and things like that. You know, nobody has it all. I don't have it all. I have a piece. You have a piece. Somebody else have a piece. And all together, we make this thing what we call the body of Christ, amen. And this is why we need one another. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go right into what I believe God has given me to share with you. Remember, next week we'll be in the place, face to face, amen, there worshiping and sharing with one another again. And I'm grateful for that. The springtime is here, and hopefully this chill will get off the air. I know it's April, but it's still a little bit chilly outside. So, you know, govern yourselves accordingly. Make sure that you don't get sick. And play hero with this weather, as the old folk would say. Don't be out there playing hero with the weather. All right, I'm going to go to today. Again, like I said, I've solicited your prayers for all my travels on this week. But I will see you in Greensboro on Sunday, if it's the Lord's will. All right, so let's go to 1 Peter today. Familiar passages of scripture. 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, I'm going to go verses, we're going to start at verse 4. Let's pull that up here on the screen. 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse starting at verse 4, and we're going to read 4 through 10. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, number 4, verse 4, verses 1 through 10. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know God has been? He's always good, even when I'm not good, amen. You know, I can't think of anything else but his goodness and his mercy and his grace. All right, so give you a chance to get that. 1 Peter 2, 4 and 10 before I try to change the screens here. Let's see if we can get that to come up properly. Okay. Let me zoom that out a little bit here. So that should work. Okay, yeah, you can see that. 2, 4, and 10. And it says this. Oh, you can't see my shiny face. Let me get my face up here. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Okay. Where's my camera? Guess I'm not showing up. Oh, there we go. All right, let's read. And it says this. To whom coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. But now have obtained mercy. If I was to use for a subject on this morning, I want to talk to you from the subject of the extra investments. The extra investments. So our thing this year that I believe God has called us to, we've been talking about deeply invested in that God is calling us to the next level in him. It's always being called to the next level. He's always stretching us. He's always pulling on us. Why? Because he wants us to be who he has us to be. He wants us to be formed in his image. Amen. He wants us to know that the only limitations we have are the ones that he put on us, that he wants us to fulfill each and everything that he's put inside of us. Many of us do not know the things that are inside of us because we've not been put into a situation where we've been called to use them in that way. See, sometimes you don't know what you have until you're put into a situation. Sometimes you don't know what you're capable of until you're put into a situation. Some of you are doing jobs and things right now that you feel like you are the imposter, that you cannot do what God has called you to do. But I'm here to remind you today that you are doing it. I heard in a seminar yesterday, she was one of the counselors were saying that when people come to her office with imposter syndrome, meaning that I'm doing something that I feel like I'm a fraud, she has to remind them that you are doing the job. The only one who's the fraud is the one that you're telling yourself, amen. So often, many times, we find that we will talk to ourselves, and we will talk ourselves out of things and things that God has already given us and things that God has already put in our hand, but it's us that talks us out of us, that God has already told you and pulled you out and reminded you that ye are a chosen generation, that ye are the head and not the tail, that ye are above and not beneath, that you are a winner and conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can know that you're saved. You can know that you're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I was reminded with myself when I had my times in trouble and when I went through some things that I was my own worst critic, that I had made things up in my mind that it was going on that was not necessarily going on because I had made them up. Amen. I found myself in a place of depression. I found myself in a place of ridicule. I found myself in a place of lack of encouragement. I found myself in a place that I find at the end of the day was self-induced because of the things that I was thinking, the things that I was fearing, the things that I thought was going to come to pass was about my own trouble, were things that I maybe been through in the past. So therefore, I have now predicated my future to be the same thing because of what I had been through in the past. And now I find myself being depressed and being in anxiety, amen, and being in fear of things that may not ever happen, because it happened before, and therefore I call myself preparing myself. But I'm here to remind you today that the Bible tells us that we are not to walk in the spirit of fear, but we to walk in the spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? I think I feel like preaching a little bit this morning. That he's reminding us that he was the chief cornerstone, the one that the builder rejected, amen. The one that they saw that didn't seem like it was going to cut. It was the one that they saw that they stepped over, amen. But that was the very one that they end up picking, amen. It was that building, that stone that they picked up, that the one that the builder rejected. That was the one that was the foundation of the earth. It was the one that you and I was built off of. It was the one that he picked up and he decided that he was going to make his church off of. It was that one that God has called us, that he's mucked us out of the muck and the mire and the clay. He has pulled us out, amen, that which we didn't have access to, that you and I have access to now, that we are able to go before him, amen, before his throne and bow our heads down and ask of him, Lord, can you help me, oh God? Will you help me, Lord? Will I obtain your mercy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that I've called you out of the darkness and to his marvelous light, that I want to give you the opportunity to grow. And it's part of this extra investment that he has put in us. So now when we start to look here and we think about things in terms here, the most of the time in the Bible, they talk about us to them in terms of things of building and agriculture. Why that they use building and agriculture is in particular because this is the things that most people knew. These are the things that they had reference to. These were the things that they saw. These were the things that they understood. So therefore, most of the time, they talked in terms of buildings and they talked in terms of things of agriculture that made sense to them. And therefore, now what they understand, what the spiritual reality of the matter is, they understand the deepness of it. They understand what God is trying to do and how he's trying to move and how he's trying to put them in the place and in the situation that they can go for. Oh, come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? So now we find ourselves here. We find ourselves here in this scripture that God now finds it said that he was looking for a people, that he was putting his hand on a people, and it was a generation that he had called out, amen, that he had put his hand on. And see, we were talking about here all year long. We've been talking about deeply invested. We talking about how much are you willing to put in? How much are you willing to go? Because see, the thing is about an investment, you know, that we invest because we expect a return on investment, amen. You know, some people are not scared to invest if they know what the return is going to be. But here's the thing about the return. See, the return didn't always come when we want it, amen. But it will be right on time. That return, most of us be looking at, I want the return right now, that I put it in today and I want it out tomorrow. And what the Bible reminds us is that we have this principle of the Bible that's called seed time and harvest, that the things that you see that I'm doing right now are what years that you've been seeing coming forth right now. That when you look at my physical body, amen, even though I know I'm overweight, but what you see is years of what I've been doing, amen. You see the gray in my beard, amen. That's years of growth, amen. What you see is maybe the lack of hair, amen, and the aging of the skin. This is years of process, amen. And what we find here today, that most of us, we are in a place now that we are wondering and say, okay, God, I'm going through this, and I see this, and I see that, Lord, and this is happening, Lord. But what I'm here to tell you today, that God has not forgotten you, that you are the investment, amen. In fact, you are the extra investment, that what he actually cares for you, that he extra wants to do things for you, and that why you go through some things you go through, and why you have to endure some of the things you have to endure, because he's called you out to be a chosen generation. He picked you from among all the other stones. He picked you from all the other way. He picked you from all the other things that were there that he could have picked from, the things he could have decided to do, the things he could have walked into, the things he could have moved, amen. But he saw you down there, and he saw what he had done with you, and he saw what was the potential in you, and he saw that if you will obey his word, and if you will listen to him, and if you will go and walk by faith and not by sight, and if you'll move the way he tell you to move and go the way he tell you to go, then when he'll start pulling things off of you, amen, he'll start taking things that you struggle with in your childhood, things that happened to you as an adult, and things that happened to you in your family, amen, he'll start to mend those broken bridges. Oh, come on, somebody. And he'll start to show you that what these things came, but these things, I used them for your good. Amen. These things came in for evil, and these things came to pull you to the side, and these things came to upset you, and these things came to be a distraction. But the Bible says it like this, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So I'm here to remind you today, since you have a purpose-driven life, amen, that your purpose is important. And because you have this purpose, then God takes those things that would have went and came for evil, that would have thrown off somebody else, who would have destroyed somebody else, who would have made them, Lord, lose their mind. But he uses those things to pull you all back together again. He uses those things to pull you into places and situations and circumstances, amen. He uses those things to allow your gifting, amen, to make room for you, that you find yourself in the place of great people and great men. And what, here's the truth of the matter, is that they find themselves in the presence of you. Did you get that? See, some of us, we get so caught up in that, you know, I'm in here with the presence of a great person and this person and this thing. And here's the whole thing, is that the reason that you are in the presence, because in the presence of greatness is greatness. The Bible reminds us, it said that you are what? A royal priesthood. So then what? You are royalty. So you are in the place because you are a part of them. Hallelujah. See, so many of us, that we get to the point that we don't see that God has made the extra investment in us, that he's made the extra investment because he pulled you to the side. He didn't have to do that. He's blessed you. He's given you, some of you, giving you good intellect. He's some of you given that you can do so many different things with your hands, and you can transform, and you can go, and you can do stuff that others can't do, things that you take for granted. I was talking to a friend just on yesterday, amen. I said, the thing about people who are gifted, they typically don't know that they're gifted. Come on, somebody. The people who are gifted typically don't know that they are gifted. Amen. The Bible says it like this, that your gifts are given without repentance, meaning that you can use your gifts to bless God or curse God or whatever the case may be, because he gave it to you. It's a gift. God is not what we used to call, when I was a child, a Indian giver. He doesn't give you something, then decide that he wants to take it back. But if he gives it to you, he gives it to you. And however you use it, and however you build it, and however you go forth with it, is 100% up to you. For we serve a God of free choice. He gives you the choice. He gives you the opportunity to decide how you're going to live, how you're going to move. But he also gives us a manual to say, if you'll do it the way I tell you to do it, if you'll go the way I tell you to go. Let me put it in terms of this. See, our federal government here in the United States of America, that what in the late, the states have this thing where they have state rights, that the states can do the things that they want to do. But here's the thing, that the way the government typically works is that when they want you to do something that they want you to do, they know they can't force the states to do, but what they do is they kind of give you some kind of incentive. What I mean, most of the time, the incentive is in terms of money, that if they want you to do this, if they want you to give certain people extra health care, what they would do is, is, then they will put some money incentive behind it. If you give them this extra health care, like we want you to do it, then we'll give you not only this $100 million, but we'll probably give you $150 million, and that other $50 you can keep for yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. This is how our government works, amen. So he's giving them what? Incentive, an extra investment, an extra piece to go in and follow how they want them to follow, amen. And then when they start to follow how they want them to follow, then they get their hands on this extra piece. Let me hear you tell you today that God has us in a place that God said, okay, you can do what you want to do, amen, but I have some incentives if you do it the way I ask you to do it. I have some incentives that I will bless you. I will rebuke the hands of those who come against you, that I will take care of your people. If you do it the way I tell you to do it, amen, there are some incentives. Yes, you don't have to do it that way. Yes, you can do it another way. Yes, you can go do this, you can do that, but if you do it God's way, he said that I have an extra incentive for you, amen. There's an extra investment that I'm willing to put in you, because what? If you do it my way, if you go the way I have you to go, if you walk the way I have you to walk, I know it's not easy, amen, but I have to continually what? That I prove myself in you, that I tell you that if you take this step here, this, and you walk this way, that shows me that you trust me. The Bible says it like this. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because I'm taking a step blindly. I don't know what's out there, but I believe and I trust God enough that when I take this step, that God is going to be there to undergird me, amen. And even if I fall, that his hand is not short where he can't save, amen. So now I find myself taking this step. And when I take this step, bam, there he is. And because he is there, then it starts to build my faith that, okay, God, I don't understand this, but what I am going to do is I'm going to rely on you, Lord. I don't understand everything that I'm moving, Lord. I don't understand how you got me going here and how you got me going there, but Lord, I trust you, Lord Jesus, that you know, Lord Jesus, that you know the steps that you planned for me, oh God. For the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered, meaning that what? There is a way that I would desire you to go. There is a way I would desire you to walk. However, you can choose that which you want to do, because he's already reminding us that you are a royal priesthood, meaning what? The priesthood, what? They are separated, amen, that they have some abilities and they have some things because of bloodline, amen, because of inheritance that they get to do that everybody else don't get to do. Now, y'all with me on this morning? So what? Then he tells us what? That we are a holy nation. A holy nation. Why? Because we are holy. He's able to speak to us. And when he's able to speak to us, then we are conduits of his power. We are conductors of his grace. We are conductors of his love. We are conductors of his spirit. Amen. And now what? He uses us to be able to reach the others. He uses us to be able to reach the lost. He uses us to be able to touch others. He uses us to be able to help others be transformed and the renewing of their mind. What? That sometimes the only Bible that some people are going to see is you. Sometimes the only church somebody's going to get is through you. And so here with this matter that God, what, he's always constantly working on us. Why? Because look, the better that we are, the better we can produce that which he's given us, and that can flow through us. Amen. So look, I'm not a perfect person. You're not a perfect person. But what he's asking us to do is that we are to what? To work towards perfection each and every single day. Every day I'm wondering, how can I get better? How can I be better for you on today, Lord? How can I open up for you on more today? Lord, how can I be more of a better conduit today, Lord? How can I be a better conductor of your spirit, a better conductor of your love, a better conductor of your grace, a better conductor of your anointing, oh God? For I understand that I am the flow through. And you have made an extra investment in me. What do you mean by extra investment? See, I actually just mean a little bit. See, it's been scientifically proven that if they say, if you do a little bit every single day, if you get a little bit better every single day, then what happens is you're 25 to 30% better than everybody else around you. But see, here's the crux of the matter is that many of us would not be willing to put in just that little bit of extra time. But I am glad that we serve a God. He said, look, you are a peculiar people. You are a peculiar people. Peculiar meaning what? That you are chosen. You are set apart, that you are what? Strange in some way. Why are we strange? Because we don't work the way the world works. The world said, go get this and do this and do this and treat them this way. And if they said this to me, I'm going to do this. And if they do that to me, I'm going to do that. But God didn't tell us to do it. Well, he said, what? Watch this. Vengeance belongs to me. Come on, somebody. No, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. See, he talks to us a little differently, amen. He said, let me handle that. Because see, what he knows is that if you and I continue down that path, that it's a path of destruction, amen. Because we as human beings, we do things overboard, amen. They might have punched me once and I might have punched them twice, amen. Because that's just who we are. We always are warring against the flesh that's inside of us. We always warring against that flesh that's in us, amen. That we are fighting against. The Bible tells us, right, they said, we wrestle not against the what? The flesh and blood, but spiritual principalities and spiritual wickedness. We're in high places. So here we are being what? A peculiar people. That what? We should show forth in praises who have called us what? Out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. And now that light what? Lives inside of you. Others are attracted to you because they see the lights. They see the light of what God is giving you. Your talents. Your treasures. And they wonder, how do you do it? And the truth of the matter is, because you've been so gifted and so blessed, you don't even know how you do it. This is part of your gifting. When you're gifted, and we all are gifted, and there are things that you do effortlessly. It's no effort to it. So it seems. And what God is saying is, look, that extra investment that I put in you, that mercy, when you didn't have mercy, I'm now giving you mercy. When you didn't have access to grace, I'm now giving you grace. When the builders were confounded and they didn't know what to do with you, I told them what to do with you. And all I'm asking you to do is put forth that extra effort. Yeah, you can do this. Yeah, you can do that. But what about that extra? Do you not know the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is simply extra? You can be ordinary or you can be extraordinary. You can just make it through life and do what you need to do. Or you can go and be great at this. And I, for one, I need you to be great at this. Because there's something in your greatness that blesses all of us. It's something that's inside of you. That extra investment is inside of you that will be the catalyst to pull somebody out of depression, to pull somebody out of their fear and their anxiety, to open up a door for somebody to have them to think in a way that they never thought before. To consider something they never considered before. You never know when and where and how God is going to use you. There's always things that transform. Yesterday, I was just sitting in the coffee shop, minding my business, doing some work. And the young lady started talking to me and I could feel things started to change. And she was really taking in what I was seeing and understanding, and her life will probably forever be changed because of a chance encounter in a coffee shop. How many chance encounters do God give you on a daily basis? People that you meet, people that you come across, and he's asking you, would you make the extra investment? Because I made it in you. I showed you my marvelous light. I pulled you from out of darkness into the marvelous light. Mm-hmm. I gave you what the Bible said, which in times past were not a people, but now are the people of God, because I called you out, and now what, you've obtained mercy. How great would it be for you to allow somebody else to obtain that same mercy, to obtain that same grace, to obtain that same access, that access that you and I enjoy, that access that we have, that access that we see, that things that we're able to do and the things that we're able to say and the ways that we're able to move. What if you gave that to somebody else? Because here's the thing, and here's the truth of the matter, is because when we and God giving it somebody else doesn't mean that we lose. We don't. In fact, the more we share, the more we gain. I'm asking today, are you willing to do the extra investments? Here's the thing. It don't take a lot. It's just a little investment. A little, five more minutes here. Do you not know, just in a simple week, if you add 5 minutes if you do 5 minutes every day, that's an extra, 25 minutes that you didn't have. See, this is the thing. When we're looking to make changes and we're looking to do things, we're always looking for the big things, like, where can I find this and where can I find that? And I'm here to tell you that it's just a little bit more here, a little bit more there, a little bit here and a little bit there, that over time, those things start to add up. And here's the thing is that you continue to do them over time and they continue to compound. And as the time starts to compound, you'll find which what was a little bit is now a lot. So you think about it, that 5 minutes every day has now turned into 25 minutes at the end of 5 day week, right? Mm-hmm. Or 35 minutes at the end of a week. Now that 35 minutes at the end of 2 weeks, now we up to 70 minutes, right? So now you've found over an hour. So you do that. Now you didn't deal with over 2 hours, almost 4 hours in a month that you did from 5 minutes a day. Are y'all with me? And God has always been asked to say, would you be willing to go the extra step? Will you be willing to put in the extra mile? Will you be willing to pray when nobody else is praying? Will you be willing to read when nobody else is reading? Will you be willing to walk when nobody else is walking? Will you be willing to sacrifice? And will you be willing to go where I have you to go? Because I have plans for you. And there's others who need to be obtained this mercy. So yes, you were that stone. Yes, they overlooked you. But he didn't overlook you. He knew exactly where you were, exactly where you're going to be. And he has you exactly where he needs you to be. And he's moving you. But I'm asking you to be patient with the process. There is an investment that is going on. He's made an investment into you. And he expects to see a return. He expects to have a return. He just didn't give it to you just for you to hand it back to him, but he wants to see it grow. I want to see it grow. We want to see it grow in your life. Are y'all with me on this morning? We're talking about the extra investment. Why are you the extra investment? Because he finds you useful. We often say, Lord, use me for that service. Lord, I want to be used by you. And then when God starts to use us, then we have a problem because, see, he didn't use us exactly the way that we wanted to be used. See, I didn't choose this preaching. This preaching chose me. There are things I'd rather be doing on a Sunday morning, but God has called me out. And once he showed me the light, there was no returning back. So now, even when I'm tired, I push through. When I'm sick, I push through. Even on those Sundays, I just don't feel like it. And they be there, and it has nothing to do with you. But I push through. Why? Because I know that this is not about me. But it's about those people who need this. The people who are waiting, those who are searching, and you never know when, right when you think you're about to be done and you throw in the towel, there was one word that you said, one word that God has used you to say to somebody else. And now that person is what has been, that thing has been buried inside of them, and now it's taking them where? To the next level. You don't understand or know the level of your influence, brothers and sisters. I know to you're just ordinary. To you're just doing what you do. To you just being you because it's you. And because you're so extraordinarily gifted, you don't see it. And others are what constantly feeding off of the things that God is giving you. So if you stop, if you quit, if you walk away, and I know that's, we all get tired sometimes. We all want to throw in the towel sometimes. Say, Lord, this thing doesn't seem like it's going nowhere. Lord, it doesn't seem like it's doing anything and it's spinning its wheels and it's not moving forward. And I'm having these problems, Lord. I'm having this. And Lord, I'm just done. And he said, no, just a little bit more. And a little bit more. And a little bit more. And if nobody else will hear you, let me give you a little bit more. And if nobody else will watch you, let me give you a little bit more. Because at some point, you're going to meet that moment. At some point, you're not going to be overlooked. At some point, you're not going to be stumbled upon. At some point, that one that they rejected is now going to become the chief cornerstone. That one that they rejected, that one that they overlooked, that one that they despise is now going to become the one that they lay upon, the one that they build upon, the one that they build up on. It's not by accident that you are alive. It's not by accident that you hear my voice today. It's not by accident that you are where you are in the timing that you are. It's not. But it's to remind you that today that God has more. And he's put an extra investment in you. Because he's opening up doors. He's moving things. He's put you in position. And he wants you to go forward. The extra investment. Are you willing to give the extra? I know you're saying to yourself, no, Pastor, I done been here. I done prayed. But I'm telling you, keep pushing. I'm telling you, keep going. I'm telling you, keep fasting. I'm telling you to keep praying. I'm telling you to keep going. And you keep saying, but why? And I'm asking you, but why not? What better are you going to do? What are you going to do that's different? And you've invested so much here. God knows. And see, he's taking care of you all of your life. He's put his hand all around you. You do not want it. He's protected you. He's kept you. He's loved on you. He's blessed you in marriage. He blessed you with children. He blessed you with career jobs and opportunities. Yet when the going gets tough, we ask, oh, I'm done. No. It's when this is the moment. This is the time. This is the place. This is the part where you go forward. When you're tired, you make the extra investment. When stocks are down, that's the time to invest. You don't invest when the things are up. But when they're falling, that's when you put the time in. When they're falling, that's when you put the extra in. When they're moving downward, this is the time that you put that in. And you go forward. And you move. And you go forward. So if you find yourself today where it seems like you're at a low place in your life, when you're at the bottom and you don't know what else to do and you don't feel like you're moving forward and none of this, I'm telling you now, this is the time to put in that extra investment. This is the time to say, okay, I'm going to double down, Lord. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't feel good, but I'm going to double down anyway. And then once you watch, when the tide turns in your favor, when the tide starts to rise in your favor, watch all these things make sense. Because when you see the light, you forget all about the darkness. When you've attained mercy, you forget all about the things that you didn't have and the things that you didn't get. Because it's his grace and his mercy. His grace and his mercy. The extra investment. Remember that he's called you what to be a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye show forth the praises of him who's calling you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You have now obtained mercy. God bless you on this morning. That's all I have for you. Walk in that today, the extra investment. Walk into that all week, the extra investment. God is calling you to the extra. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of what yeast will leaven the whole loaf. And that little bit over time turns to a lot bit. If there's not such a word, a lot bit. But when you're down, and you feel like you can't give no more, I'm telling you, give the extra. And watch it turn around. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope this word has found you where you are today. For God has been so good to us, and he's been better to us than we definitely have been to ourselves. On this time now, we want to turn to the praise and not the praise, but the offertory part of our service. If this message has been a blessing to you, ask that you be a blessing to us here at the Safe House Church. Here at the Safe House Church, we do our tithing off by way of the Cash App. So here at the Cash App, we have our Cash App is $SafeHouseChurchGSO. Again, it's $SafeHouseChurchGSO. Or you can do Zelle at offering at safehousechurchgso.com. Again, that's offering at safehousechurchgso.com. Or you can write a check or money order to Finding Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Again, that's Finding Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. God bless you all, and I thank you for all your support here of the Safe House Church. All right. Well, God has been good, and we're grateful, and thank you for tuning in on today. This message will be available on our podcast. Remember, our podcast is 100% free. So you can go to any of your podcast favorites and put in that the Safe House Church has left the building. And you'll find our podcast there that you'll be able to listen to us 100% for free. On this Wednesday, we will not have Bible class. Like I said, I'll be traveling. And I think I'll be in between airports or something at that point. So there will be no Bible class on this week. But we will have our prayer. Amen. We'll be praying every morning like we normally do at 6 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. So 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to praying with you on tomorrow. I ask that you all continue to pray for me as I pray for you. And I look forward to seeing you face-to-face on next week. Amen. Face-to-face there next Sunday on next week. Remember, no Bible study on this week. But we will be having our prayer, our morning prayer, like we do every morning. We'll be there at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our prayer. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. Have a tremendous afternoon. Spend some time with your families. Love on each other. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you all. I love you all. Take care. And have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.